This goes to Matthew, M-A-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L-P-A-C. Fax 989-828-6835. Regarding Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, middle initial E, Walden, W-A-L-D-E-N. Her date of birth is 10-7 of 1936. Dear Matthew, this is a consultation for Mrs. Walden for hypertension, recurrent UTIs with left renal atrophy. She was initially seen by Dr. Fuente many years ago, probably at least 20 years ago, for uncontrolled hypertension. And he was able to get an appropriate regime to help control her blood pressure. She has been having recurrent UTIs every 1 to 3 months. She had been getting a UTI with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 UTIs in 2023. And we requested a referral for a urologist. So 3 weeks ago, she saw Dr. Kershen. It's K-E-R-S-H-E-N. And he started her on trimethoprim, T-R-I-M-E-T-H-O-P-R-I-M, 100 milligram once a day for UTI prevention. And that was because the Bactrim did very well to stop and treat the UTIs, but it caused significant GI distress, nausea, and worsening of diarrhea. So he started trimethoprim about 3 weeks ago, and she has done very well. She's not having diarrhea, no nausea, and no significant adverse effects from the trimethoprim alone. So she is doing well with that. She did stop spironolactone. She was taking 25 milligram once a day because she did have significant hyponatremia. The lowest level we saw was 127 in August of 2023, and she was feeling very weak at that time. So she did stop the spironolactone, and blood pressures were running 130 to 140 over 70s when she was on it, but they have been consistently higher since she stopped that drug. She also is not sure if she's had labs taken while she's had bouts of colitis. She suffers from collagenous colitis and gets chronic recurrent diarrhea. And she sees Dr. Holtz, H-O-L-T-Z, as a gastroenterologist who manages her colitis. Today she's feeling very well. She's a very strong, healthy-appearing 87-year-old woman. She exercises 4 to 5 times a week doing strength training at home, usually in the chair position. But she's very fit for her age and looks much younger than her stated age. And her daughter accompanies her to this consultation. No chest pain or palpitations, no syncopal episodes recently, no headaches, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no current diarrhea, no blood or melena. Currently, urine is clear, no cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no dysuria, no incontinence, no edema or claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, very uncontrolled hypertension for more than 20 years, osteoporosis, recurrent UTIs, hyperlipidemia, glaucoma, collagenous colitis with recurrent diarrhea, hyponatremia, history of atrial fibrillation many years ago that also caused a syncopal episode, and her cardiologist was Dr. Kropholzman, and he started her on Eliquis and has left her on Eliquis to date. Past surgical history, she's had bilateral breast biopsies that were benign. She's had surgery for a fractured femur. She's had a total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral salpingo oophorectomy and bilateral total knee replacements. Social history, the patient is a non-smoker. She occasionally consumes alcohol and does not use illicit drugs. She is a widow and lives alone, and she's retired for many years. Family history is significant for hypertension and carcinoma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to sulfa, chlorthalidone, fosinopril, and losartan. Medications, she's on Norvasc 10 mg daily, metoprolol 50 mg twice a day, Eliquis 2.5 mg twice a day, Zetia 10 mg daily at bedtime, omeprazole 20 mg daily, enterocort 3 mg as needed for colitis, trimethoprim 100 mg daily, UTI prophylaxis. She also gets Prolia shots every 6 months for osteoporosis treatment. She takes latanoprost ophthalmic solution for glaucoma nightly, Aldera topical cream for basal cell carcinoma treatment. She also takes multivitamin, vitamin D3, calcium with D, vitamin C, biotin and keratin, osteobiflex, and probiotic with cranberry extract. Physical exam, height is 60 inches, weight 123 pounds, pulse 63, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 170 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, she's got 1+ ankle edema bilaterally, slightly worse on the right than the left. Pedal pulses are 2+ bilaterally. Brisk capillary refill, extremity toes are all warm. Full sensation to feet and toes. And labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent labs were done 11/3/2023. Creatinine level is normal at 0.63. Calcium 9.4. Sodium 135. Potassium 4.1. Carbon dioxide 28. Albumin 4. Liver enzymes are normal. Urinalysis was negative for blood and negative for protein. No evidence of UTI on this sample. And 10/23 of 23, sodium was low at 133, creatinine 0.68, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 25. 8/2/23, creatinine 0.55, sodium was 129. And 8/1 of 23, creatinine 0.75 and sodium 127. And we have a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan that was done 11/15/2023. Right kidney measures 9.8 centimeters. No masses, cysts, or hydronephrosis is noted. Left kidney is smaller than the right at 8.7 centimeters. With mild cortical thinning, no cysts, masses, or hydronephrosis. The bladder was normal in appearance, and post-void residual was 11.7 mLs. Assessment and plan. Hypertension, not as well controlled after holding the spironolactone, and hyponatremia. That could possibly also be related to her recurrent chronic diarrhea. Since she's been free of diarrhea now for over 3 weeks, we'd like to resume the spironolactone 25 milligram daily, and we'll ask her to check blood pressure at home for 1 to 2 weeks to report the levels. And we're going to have her check labs again, including a urine osmolality and a urine sodium level. Also thyroid studies, and those will be done Monday, February 5th. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 5 months. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.